Navedtra 14265 Alpha, Utilitiesman Basic, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 9, Boilers. 1. When the temperature reaches the boiling point, 212 degrees Fahrenheit or Watt at sea level, a physical change occurs in the water. 100 degrees Celsius. 2. The square root of steam pressure multiplied by 14 plus Watt will give you the steam temperature. 198. 3. What is defined as a measure of heat intensity? Degree. 4. What is defined as a measure in degrees of sensible heat? Temperature. 5. What is the amount of heat required to raise 1 pound of water 1 degree Fahrenheit at sea level? 1 BTU. 6. Steam means water in which state? Vapor. 7. Which type of steam is steam at a temperature higher than the saturation temperature corresponding to pressure? Superheated. 8. What requires all boiler fittings to be made of materials that withstand the pressure and temperatures that boilers are subject to? American Society of Mechanical Engineers, Alpha Sierra, Mike Echo. 9. What are necessary for discharging the products of combustion at an elevation high enough to comply with health requirements and to prevent a nuisance because of low-flying smoke, soot, and ash? Chimneys. 10. Keep breechings as short as possible and free from sharp bends and abrupt changes in area. The cross-sectional area should be approximately 1% greater than that of the stack to keep draft loss to a minimum. 20. 11. Which type of valves on a boiler installed at the bottom of each water drum and header are used to remove scale and other foreign matter that have settled in the lowest part of the water spaces? Blowdown. 12. What are used on some boilers to provide added protection against low water? Fusible plugs. 13. How many types of fusible plugs are there? 2. 14. The fire-actuated plug is filled with an alloy of tin, copper, and lead, with a melting point of which temperature? 445 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. 15. How often should fusible plugs be renewed? Annually. 16. A water column is a hollow vessel having how many connections to the boiler? 2. 17. What not only automatically operates the boiler feed pump, but also safeguards the boiler against low water by stopping the burner? Water level control. 18. What are used to prove the water level in the boiler? Tricocks. 19. What allows the boiler operator to see the water level in the boiler? Gauge glass. 20. What is the most important of boiler fittings? Safety valve. 21. Each boiler has at least one safety valve. When the boiler has more than how many square feet of heating surface, two or more valves are required. 500. 22. Lifting levers are provided to lift the valve from its seat when boiler pressure is at least 1% of that at which the valve is set to pop, to check the action and to blow away any dirt from the seat. 75%. 23. What is a boiler feed pump that uses the velocity and condensation of a jet of steam from the boiler to lift and force a jet of water into the boiler? Steam injector. 24. The steam injector is used to some extent in boiler plants as an emergency or standby feed unit. It does not feed very hot water. Under the best conditions, it can lift a stream of water having a temperature of 120 degrees Fahrenheit about how many feet? 14. 25. Handholes and what else provide maintenance personnel access into a boiler to inspect and clean it internally as needed? Manholes. 26. The utilitiesman is concerned primarily with which type of boiler? Fire tube. 27. Which type of boilers are those in which the products of combustion surround the tubes through which the water flows? Water tube. 28. The straight tube class of water tube boilers includes how many types? 3. 29. Baffles are usually arranged so gases are directed across the tubes how many times before being discharged from the boiler below the drum? 3. 30. Bent tube boilers usually have how many drums? 3. 31. Many types of baffle arrangements are used with bent tube boilers. Usually, they are installed so that the inclined tubes between the lower drum and the top front drum absorb what percent of the heat? 70-80. 32. How many types of fire tube boilers are there? 4. 33. What is often used to measure the change in fluid level and to operate the controlled valve to restore the balance? Float. 34. What is the process of maintaining a difference of pressure between two points in a system? Pressure regulating. 35. What is the process of regulating the mixed flow of air and fuel to a furnace as necessary to supply the demand for steam? Combustion control. 36. What is essential for safe operation of a boiler plant? Pressure gauge. 37. A UT must be able to identify the different types of monitoring instruments and understand their operation and use. Meters used to measure quantities are divided into how many general types? 2. 38. Which term usually refers to the pressure difference producing the flow? Draft. 39. Draft gauges are made as indicators, recorders, or both. The measuring element uses a column of liquid, a diaphragm, or a bellows. The liquids used are oil, water, or what else? Mercury. 40. All natural waters contain acid materials and scale-forming compounds of calcium and magnesium that attack which type of metals? Ferrous. 41. Crystal clear water, satisfactory for domestic use, may contain enough scale-forming elements to render it harmful and dangerous in boilers. Two such scale-forming elements are precipitates of hardness and what else? Silica. 42. What results from water that is acidic, contains dissolved oxygen and carbon dioxide? Corrosion. 43. The chemical treatment of feed water and boiler water is divided into how many broad types or methods? 2. 44. What is a boiler water sludge dispersant? Tannin. 45. Boilers operating at pressures of what PSI and less are normally used for space heating and hot water generation? 15. 46. The value of pH indicates the degree of acidity or alkalinity of a sample. A pH of what represents the neutral point? 7.0. 47. Which method is a simple and rapid way to determine the total dissolved solids content? Solubridge. 48. Methods for cleaning boiler firesides include wire brush and scraper cleaning, hot water washing, wet steam lancing, and what else? Sweating. 49. What include sludge, oil, scale, corrosion deposits, and high-temperature oxide? Waterside deposits. 50. Which type of cleaning, in most cases, is the preferred method for cleaning watersides? Mechanical. 51. Which type of cleaning is used to remove mill scale from the watersides of new or recently serviced boilers? Inhibited acid. 52. The following acids are used to clean boilers: hydrochloric acid, phosphoric acid, sulfamic acid, citric acid, and which other type of acid? Sulfuric. 53. Which type of acid is most frequently used for boiler cleaning because it has a relatively low cost and satisfactory inhibitors are available? Hydrochloric. 54. Which type of acid can remove mill scale from new boilers? Phosphoric. 55. Which type of acid is available in a powder that must be placed in solution? Sulfamic. 56. Without what acid solutions attack the boiler metal as readily as they attack the deposits? Inhibitors. 57. What should never be poured into acid? Water. 58. Boiler units can be acid cleaned by either the circulation or which other method? Fill and soak. 59. At least once every how many months, valves that have not been operated for some time should be operated to prevent sticking. 3. 60. Blow-off or blow-down valves should be opened at least once a day. How many reasons are there for using these valves? 4. 61. On which basis inspect the blow-off valves when the boiler is washed out and an internal inspection is made? Quarterly. 62. How often should steam traps be tested for correct operation? Monthly. 63. How often should all steam traps be dismantled and cleaned? Annually. 64. How often should the forced draft fan be checked to prevent an accumulation of dust in or around the fan? Daily. 65. The clearance between the shoulder of a manhole plate and the manhole must not exceed what when the plate is centered accurately? 1/16th of an inch. 66. The boiler should be given a hydrostatic test how often at a minimum? Annually. 67. Never apply more than how many pounds of pressure above the maximum working pressure on a low-pressure boiler? 10. 68. Which material are generating tubes usually made of? Low-carbon steel. 69. Oxygen, hydrogen, chlorine, and iodine are a few examples of which type of chemical elements? Non-metallic. 70. Out-of-round tube holes, small steam cuts, and other minor defects may, in some cases, be corrected by which method? Welding. 71. What are tube expanders operated by? Air motors. 72. In plugging superheater tubes, what should be used to drive in the plugs when the tube holes do not fall in line with the handhole opening? Offset driver. 73. How many major phases does the operation of a boiler consist of? 7. 74. Which checks are performed to ensure that the plant and associated equipment are in a safe and efficient operable condition? Pre-operating. 75. How many major responsibilities do operators have during normal operation of boilers? 2. 76. Typical emergency situations encountered with the operation of boilers are 1. Low water, 2. High water, 3. Serious tube failure, 4. Flarebacks, 5. Minor tube failure, and 6. What else? Broken gauge glass. 77. What should be operating in the drum when someone is working in the boiler? Ventilating fan. 78. How often must boiler settings be examined for external air leaks? Daily. 79. What is indicated by a sputtering atomizer? Water in the oil. 80. What is a mechanism or arrangement that allows the use of key or combination locks, most commonly padlocks, to hold a switch lever or valve handle in the off position? Lockout device. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.